Welcome to the Mary Costello Girl Ahead podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best.
Hello, this is Mary Costello. I'm absolutely thrilled that this week I'm talking to Ori Cahri, a flamboyant Italian, well, aren't they all, who has put together the concept of JK Place Hotels. He will share why they're called JK Place, how the idea came about, and also what his plans are. Ori, welcome to Mary Costello Girl Ahead podcast. The owner, conceptor, and brains behind JK Place Hotels. He's based in Florence, and I want to know how he got into hotels.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for having me. I love hotels. I love hospitality. I love people. I love traveling. I love taking care of people. I love to host. It was somehow natural for me to get into this fabulous business, which is also strange to call it business. Business looks something that you do with the numbers, or you produce in a factory. Hospitality is about people, it's about relationship, it's about a human soul. So it's a very different kind of business.
It's interesting that you talk about the business, and I'd like to go back to that later. Now, your first hotel was, or rather is, in Florence. You opened your hotel there with 20 rooms, and it immediately became a great success. It's designed by Michele Bonan, who's also from Florence. How local did you plan to make that first hotel?
Well, it was a sort of interesting coincidence, but probably coincidences are never by chance. They are probably meant to be. And when we found this quite unique townhouse in Florence, then we found out that one of the architects that we admired the most was also from Florence. And we also found out that mainly the people that we hire, all the artisans to do this unique piece of art, they were all locally from Florence and Tuscany. So the hotel was definitely very local and very much made in Florence.
And you own that hotel in Florence, I think, don't you? But now you have other hotels, or I'm wrong?
Well, that was my first hotel, which is not my hotel anymore. It's my brand, but it's not my hotel. Then we opened another hotel in Capri. Then we opened a few years after an hotel in Rome. And lately, we opened our first hotel outside of Italy. We opened in Paris just a few months ago.
When you started, did you always intend to start off with several hotels in Italy?
When I opened the hotel in 2003, I was 26, so I still didn't really know what I would expect to my career in life to be, and so somehow it happened, again, by chance. And then it was a natural process to develop and to grow, to open more hotels here in Italy, and I hope that in the future there will be more opportunities here, but also abroad. So we will see.
Yes, you have lots of places in Italy still to conquer. Well, Milano, Venice, so many places. How did you have to change the format going into Paris?
Well, in Paris is not a real change of the format. It's, I would say, a natural evolution or upgrade from where we started 17 years ago. Each time we think about an opportunity and we develop the project of a particular hotel, we try to to learn from the past experience, to look also a little bit in the future, what the guest is looking to have as his personnel. So in Paris, the building, the property, the amenity that we have, the size of the room, everything has been somehow, it's an evolution from what we had in the beginning.
Now, you are renowned for having small properties, 20 rooms here, 30 rooms there. You are actually right in the right space, so to speak, at the right time, because particularly now, top spending travellers are looking for a property, are looking for a hotel that doesn't have too many bedrooms. They're more concerned with the small number of bedrooms than they are with the size of the bedroom. You really are a very lucky person because you've also got hotels that are filled with art, that are filled with books. I love the way there are always a pile of books here, a pile of books there. Are these books and art that you yourself have chosen?
Yes, it's really probably the most fun, one of the most fun parts when you are opening an hotel is to look to do a lot of research and scouting for a piece of art and books and lamps and the cashmere blanket. And we really enjoy the weekend in Paris by going to the Marché aux Puces, on this beautiful antique, let's say, flea market in Paris. Every weekend is a new discovery, is a new, you find new treasures. It's quite very special to go and visit the market and buy pieces.
So, Uri, the look of the hotel, all your hotels are designed by Michele Bonan, but the bits and pieces are put in by Uri Caffrey. How involved are you in the food in your hotels?
Yes, the food is also really very important when you travel. You know, if you ask Italians and you ask them how was your vacation, the answer is the food was good or the food was bad. they rated their vacation if the food was good or not. So coming from this DNA, from this that's how you grew up in Italy, by talking about food and eating and enjoying it. It's of course crucial to have a good Italian food in our hotels. So the way to do it is to try a lot of pasta.
For instance, I'm going to ask you, Uri, you are a very enthusiastic, outgoing Italian. What do you eat at breakfast? What's a typical Uri Caffrey breakfast?
I do at least two breakfasts, because now I have three little kids, 2, 4, and 6, which wake me up very, very early in the morning. So I have at least two breakfasts, and I will never miss my cappuccino and croissant, that's for sure, which is kind of French, but also very Italian, to go to a bar and have a croissant and a cappuccino.
And I'm quite sure that the croissant is the best and the coffee is the best, because I think of all your hotels as being Uri Caffrey homes. You call your hotels after your father. Why didn't you call them after yourself?
Because my initials are okay, and it doesn't sound, I mean, I didn't want to do an hotel okay, it would be just okay, so.
But nobody has done an okay. Perhaps you can do that for a second brand. Uri, you mentioned, yes, some other hotels. Where else do you want to be other than in Italy?
Well, many places. My dream would be one day to open an hotel in LA, in California, maybe in Malibu. That would be a dream. But also think about some other amazing places. I enjoy Harbor Island in the Bahamas. I would feel very comfortable at JK in that environment. There are really a lot of places I dream about opening one day in New York. I think we can be in many different scenario with our concept.
How many hotels do you want in total?
I never thought how many I would love to have. I would say the right number that, just to make sure that we can continue to deliver the service, that we can be really conscious about what we're doing. It's not just about the numbers and opening and more and more and more. It doesn't mean that more is definitely better. We want to do things, the way we feel.
And the way you feel is so fascinating to me, because when you opened your first hotel, you were only 26. Now, that's incredibly young to open a hotel. How has your outlook changed now? Because we're talking 15 years later. How are you looking at hotels now? What is your typical JK hotel guest? What age?
My typical hotel guest is an expert traveler, is someone that has been already almost everywhere, who experienced big hotels, small hotels, chain hotels, independent hotel, and now is ready to continue this experience by being much more. Usually they're guests with a personality, people who really enjoy the personal touch, who enjoy to meet people, who are similar to us in terms of exchanging the energy, I would say. So it's a sort of karma. If you are coming to a small boutique hotel, it means that you enjoy the relationship, you enjoy the engagement, and you're also looking to people who have the same philosophy, the same way of the same lifestyle, in a way. That's the people before are more important than the you say in English first is the experience. Let's say something like this: first the experience.
How has your hotel view changed since you had children? Now you have three little children. Are you changing what you're putting in your hotels now?
Very good question, because yes, I actually things changed first when I got married, and secondly when I got kids. For example, I started a few years ago to pay attention to hair dryer, yeah. Because before it was not really so important to me.
I can see, Ori, looking at you, a hair dryer is not something I would give you for your birthday. I can see it. And now with your children, what are you putting into your hotels now for children?
Actually, I have to say that I was lucky that one of my GM, he had little kids already a few years ago, and actually he teach me, and he showed me how many things are very helpful for family with kids. And so everything is related to diapers and all the little things that the kids need, when to take a shower, and the special shampoo, and certain things, where to throw the diapers, the bed, all the little things that really are very helpful when you travel and when you have little kids. Yeah.
Now, thinking of GMs, the people who run your hotels are vital, because they are the masters or the mistresses of the house. Is it difficult to find the right people?
To find the right people is always challenging, but I think that there is a sort of demand and offer that they meet spontaneously at JK, because probably I receive CVs, or I get closer to people who like what we do, and they are the right fit for our hotel. So someone who his ambition is to run a 300 rooms hotel, Hilton, probably would never be in our circle of, circle of trust of people.
Would you ever do a second brand, perhaps a less expensive brand, or even an even more expensive brand?
I never thought about it. I'm so much focused on what we're doing, because it's really a passion, and it's for us very normal, and in a way I would say even easy to do what we are doing now. That developing a different concept, only if it will come naturally, it will be something that we really believe, not just to take advantage of the brand.
I am talking to you, and you're surrounded by the most beautiful art books. I can see you branching out into publishing JK art, into JK fashion. JK hats would be great. And who knows, you could even end up doing okay budget hotels. Ori, you're always up to something. I have loved talking to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Ori Khofri. It's been really, really great talking to you, as always. And now I'm so looking forward to seeing your new Paris hotel in just a very short time. I'll be there in a couple of weeks, in fact. And who knows where you will be starting one next. For my next podcast, by the way, I have Philip Boyan, who's the CEO of Forbes Travel Guide, the definitive assessment verification, we verify, as they say, of the top luxury hotels and resorts and some other beautiful commodities around the world. Philip has lots of stories to share, as always. So I will see you when I'm talking to Philip Boyan here on podcast next week. Bye now.
You've been listening to the Mary Gostello Girl Ahead podcast. Join us next week for another extraordinary insight into the world of luxury travel. And don't forget to tell your friends and colleagues about the show.